Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Why Flap Your Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Okay. And our psychic is here, Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Barely.
Aloha.
Aloha, in spirit, I'm there.
Awesome.
I'm here in
spirit. Well, that's what we want to hear, Dale. We are excited for today. How is your day?
Why? Is there anything good happening?
Oh, I feel very happy.
Well,
it is a hot one today here, but I don't know. I just think it's always so fun, the psychic readings that you do.
That is fun. I put out a thing on Facebook last night stating that, I was on life, life, happiness, whatever, and my mind is going on me.
Life, laughter, happiness.
Yeah, life, laughter, happiness. And that they could see me on Roku or on YouTube for 29 minutes if they put in my name or they put in life, laughter, happiness. So I had several people go through that, Johnny, and they watched, from Hawaii, and I got all this great feedback from Hawaii from all my friends. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Wow, great, yeah.
But
very
exciting. Barbara, what's not exciting is I'm not in Hawaii at the moment. That's what's not
that
exciting.
That is true.
The minute
you
can fly over there, but you got to stay in quarantine. The minute it opens up, I'm over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I want to go. That's where I want to be. That's what I want to do.
Okay, but Dale, when you have to stay in quarantine, what does that mean? You have to tell them a place where you're staying.
Oh.
What if it's just a motel or a hotel? How do they monitor that?
It's very easy. You have to state where you are staying. And I guess give the phone number. And they call the hotel manager. They keep track of you when you go in and when you go out. They only give you one key. They have to know where you're going. Some people will follow you, others will turn you in. If you are Airbnb and you're staying in a house and the people know that it's not you, the owner, they'll turn you in, and there's anywhere from $1,000 to a $5,000 fine.
It's sad. It almost feels like it's the Soviet Union. I mean, reform for Soviet Union. I mean, it's like, well, you're a grown adult, and you're basically having to tell somebody, can I go out tonight? Can I borrow the car? You're a grown woman. You are too, Barbara. Nobody has the right to really talk to you like that.
No, but what's happening is, and you have to understand both sides. Airbnb and the airlines are flying people over there, and not to the extent of what it was, but say maybe 1,500, 2,000 people. And they are disobeying the laws. They're going on the beach. They're not supposed to go on the beach. They can only go to the grocery store, the doctor, that's about it. They are not wearing masks like you're supposed to. And they're infecting people. And what's happening is when Hawaii had zero, now they have, almost 1,000. So they've shut it down. They were supposed to open it up in September. And God only knows. I don't know. It's just really bad there. I have relatives and friends over there, and they're telling me, now after the 2-week quarantine, Barb, you can then you can go out and do your thing,
Yes. Well, my friend, she flew to Germany, and they made her do 14 days of quarantine. And I asked her about that. She gave her really good guy friends information, but she did stay there. She did do it. I mean, she was there. I didn't ask her all the details, but yes, I mean, people want to protect their country. They want to protect their city and their state,
Hawaii,
and I get it.
Yeah. Hawaii people cannot go to New York now because they have an upsurge in, the coronavirus in Hawaii. So they're not allowing them into New York. And they have a direct flight from New York, Kennedy, to Honolulu. And now on the Outer Islands, it's crazy because did you ever download News On app from Roku?
I was just going to ask you that again because I went to that. I tried.
Yes.
I went to News On. But you know what? In California, they only had cities that were not – I couldn't believe it. It was just like Burbank and Bakersfield, like cities that were not
you got
close
the wrong
to
one.
Me.
You got the wrong one.
Okay.
It's News On, and then it's all over the United States. I mean, you have to go up to search and then over to all stations.
Okay. I'm going to do that while we continue the show, and then if I have questions, I'll ask you in between.
Yeah, because
people.
You got to go up, and then you got to follow it over to all stations, and then you scroll down, and it'll give you every state in the United States.
Okay. I'm going to do that now.
And then Tahoe and Carson, we just got a report that we're very low in Carson, extremely low. So we're all excited about that. Tahoe's fine. Vegas is not. Vegas is kind of seething. So I think they're down 70% in Vegas. Do you know anything about that?
Well, no, just that people are planning Vegas trips left and right. I do know that. And I saw some background footage on a person who was posting, and they were walking around, and it looked like very sparse, like not many people were around. So it's not like your real Vegas experience, I don't think.
No, it's just not fun anymore. You know, you can't
mm-mm.
go any place or do anything. I go out all the time, you know, but I stay away from people. And I'll go to the lake, like I'm going tomorrow to the lake. And I'll go to the lake, and I hang out, you know, and do whatever. I'm thinking very soon of renting a boat and getting out on the water. And
oh, yeah,
that would
be
boating.
Nice.
Yeah, I had my own boat, but now I don't, so I'm thinking about it. But we're getting 2 to 4 feet waves out here on the lake, too. It gets real choppy sometimes when the wind gets
Wow.
Gets pretty heavy.
What kind of boat do you like to ride?
I like the smaller boat. I've owned a 15 to a 25 foot. I've had a Bayliner and Four Winds Quest 25 foot in Hawaii, and I like the Bayliner because I can control it a lot easier. So I like that. But I always go out with somebody. You know, I don't ever go alone. So I'm dressed.
I like water skiing. Of course. Yeah.
No, but
I've got to tell you this.
I've got to tell you this. This has happened to me so many times. It's unreal. I've gone out with one of my best friends, Faith, and we would go from one side of the lake to the other. You know, it'd take about 40 minutes, you know, and it'd be a windy day or whatever, which I like the chop because I just like it. But anyway, we go. And on the way back, I would let go of the wheel. Swear to God, I have pictures of me doing this. And we would actually sit in the front of the boat for 40 minutes till it almost hit dock. And as a boat would pass, I swear, as a boat would pass, it would slow down. Then I would go back to the wheel. And I called every boating company in the world. And they thought, I said, is that possible? And they said, no, because it would turn left or it would turn right, you know, or, you know, it wouldn't just go in a straight path. So I thought that to be very interesting.
But yours did. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you were telling it telepathically. You know how you say, I've been saying, oh, thank you, to like, oh, thanks, vacuum cleaner. You know how they say it. Your things are things that you can talk to. I was trying to treat all my things really nice so they don't break down. Like all of the other ones are breaking down. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you go into a car and you tell a car, you're a nice car, I love you, it's fine, you know. You're right. But anyway, I like
it's
to go
funny.
Places where there's not a lot of people. So we have like a place called East Lake, and it's like you can go around the Reno the back way, and it's just, you know, people with campers, and there's a little lake there, and I can sit and picnic and, you know, just be by myself. I like that.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, it seems like the campers have it made because they can still do something they love even during this time.
I don't know about that, Barbara. Nevada is the camping capital of the world. And the problem is, we're laughing today, they don't know how to park the thing. They don't know how to drive it because they're brand new. And I see this one camper taking up four parking spaces when I went into, you know, get some Chinese food stuff in. And I'm going, what are you doing? they don't drive it. They don't know how to drive it. They're off the road, or they've disengaged the camper from the truck, and we're going, okay, in about a year from now when all this is over, man, are they going to have campers up for sale.
Oh, that will be a good time to buy campers.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready, Johnny?
We are.
I could talk to Barbara for hours, but that's
okay. I know. Area code 310.
Hey, caller. You are live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi.
Hi,
what's your name?
My name's Janet.
And where are you from, Janet?
I'm from L.A., trying to stay cool. It's hot here.
I know. It's hot here. It's hot today.
I spent 8 to 10 years in L.A. What part of L.A.?
I'm by the L.A. port, so I'm by San Pedro.
Oh, that's a fun place. It's cool there.
Yeah, it is cool here, but
it's cool. You have all the boats. You have all the boats going out. Yeah, and going to Catalina, which is – Barbara, have you been there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there many times. And I also took a tour last summer in a helicopter around Catalina Island, and it was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I've taken a tour in one of those air seaplanes that go into Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the place. I love it. I love it. She's so lucky.
It's
How
adorable.
Can I help you? How can I help you?
I'm in a new relationship, and I'm wondering what you might see with that and what guidance you might give me.
Sure. Is there a B or an R in the name?
Both.
In his name. Pardon me?
Robert. Yeah.
Robert.
B and an R? Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say both. Robert or Bob. I was going to say that. Okay. Yeah. So it's a very good relationship. It's But you've known him before, haven't you?
No.
First time?
I haven't. Yeah.
Okay.
Going out for about a month.
So you've known him before. It isn't like the very first time.
No, it's not the first date. We've been going out for about a month.
He likes you very much. It's a very good situation. And he really cares about you. And just go slow. Don't jump in there and go crazy. And it's going pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
so
it's
real. I would be very happy about it. What does he do, sweetie?
He's in construction.
A what?
Construction.
Oh, okay. Very good job nowadays.
Yeah.
It's fine. Was that all you wanted to know?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to see where you saw it going or if you saw it going anywhere.
Sure,
long
I do.
Term. Yeah.
I just think you should go slow and just hang in there.
Okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Johnny, I just want to talk to Barbara today. Anyway, I wonder if
yeah,
people...
but oh my gosh, Dale, but you know what? You said, is there an R and or a B in his name? And she said both. There was an R yes. and a B in his name. And
I almost
I feel like that
Robert.
Guy really likes her. That guy
yes, he does.
Really
he
likes
does.
Her.
Did that answer your question,
he
James?
Does. What?
Yes.
Did I?
I was asking her if that answers her question.
It does.
Huh?
It does.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
yeah,
good.
I'm good on that. I was going to say Robert, you know, but I got insecure. What could I tell you?
Just,
and you never do that. You always say what is on your mind. But the
not today. Not today.
Yeah.
Not today. I'm having a very weird day. I did something to
okay.
my computer. And
it threw you off. I mean, it does throw you off.
Well,
is it all the
have you heard of
again?
I got rid of them. Can I tell you
okay.
how? Johnny was helping me. I was getting pop-up every 2 seconds on my computer. And then a program came up, and it said try it for free for 7 days, and it cleaned out my whole computer, and there were no pop-ups. And so I just bought it for $29, no biggie. But it put me over to Edge. I mean, you know, on Microsoft Word, they have Edge.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so it put me over to Edge, and it wiped out everything in my computer. And I'm going, what happened? But it was it's redoing it. It's whatever. I'll be fine. I have more
okay,
than one
good.
Computer, but when stuff like that happens, I get on Edge. I happen to like the Edge. It's that new Microsoft program. Have you
oh,
seen
cool.
the new tablet that is coming out by Microsoft? Have
no,
you seen it,
I do all Apple. No, I wouldn't
oh,
even look
okay,
at that. I do Apple.
Well,
yeah.
This is going to put Apple to shame. This is a I used to do Apple. I mean Microsoft. It is a phone, tablet, computer, all in one, and it's going to sell for it's Windows 10. It's going to sell for $1,400.
Wow,
that's
insane. That's
insane. I got to save up for it.
It really is.
That
is so much.
It is.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a lot.
No, but this
okay.
is Mac iMac. This is like $3,000, but it was a gift. Somebody bought it for me a couple years ago.
Oh, you got lucky. Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
I spent $2,600 on it, so I understand. Just
yeah.
I just use a computer. Like Johnny was helping me through these pop-ups. I was trying to do the show, and every 2 seconds there'd be a pop-up. And I'm going, okay, so I got to go. Yeah, I had to go into a different room and use a different computer. And it worked out fine. I got so much good response off of that from Johnny. I mean, everybody just loved his interview. They just loved the
oh,
questions
yeah.
he asked me.
It was
and I was
good.
Asking
it
him.
Was good.
Because I know you and I were supposed to do something this Thursday, but mentally I wasn't all ready for it. But I will do it real soon. But I also want to do another one with Johnny where he asks different questions, ones that are not known, I mean, you know, that no one's asked before. Because
mm-hmm.
he asked several that I have never been asked before, and I was kind of like thrown, like, okay, all right, I got to answer this.
I right? like the question he had about how did the kids react to you differently when you told them that you were psychic. And you know, and you didn't want anybody to know because you didn't want to be different. And that, because that meant that you were different and they thought you might be weird. And you know what, when you're a kid, you just want to fit in. You don't want to be weird. You don't want to stand out. But
I know.
You did tell that, some people and then you're like, no, I'm not going to tell anybody anymore for a while
that
until
was the
I
case.
Get older.
That was the case. I mean, it was, I didn't know I was psychic at the age of 8 or 10. When I said that, I just thought it was normal, but then I lost friends. So, you know, because what I would say, I blurted out, and every time I blurt something out, I mean, and be aware of this, Barbara, if I blurt something out, like out of the clear blue, it will happen. I have no control. It's
wow.
unbelievable. Okay, do we have another one, Johnny? I don't want to leave anybody out there.
We sure do. Area code 305, you're next.
Hi, Dale.
Okay.
Hi.
Caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm on a really beautiful, my life is really good in so many ways. I mean, I'm really at peace. Whatever's going on the planet. My question is.
Wait, what is your name?
Sorry, ma'am. Eileen. Eileen.
What's your name, sweetie?
Eileen.
Yes.
Eileen. Her name is Eileen.
Thank you. And where are you from, Eileen?
I'm from South Florida.
Oh, well, okay. I have no idea where South is. I only know Miami, but.
I'm in Miami.
I love it. I love Miami. I just love it, love it, love it, especially Collins Avenue. I love it. And Casablanca Hotel, one of my favorites.
You're funny. Miami Beach. Okay.
Well, I love it.
I used to live on the beach, but I live on the earth in Coconut Grove. That's where I live.
You live in the rich section. How can I help you?
So for the past 3 weeks, I have an itch all over my body, but there's no rash, and I haven't changed my diet. And I don't understand if you could pick up on something that I am. My soaps are the same. Everything is the same. Mm-hmm. And what's shifted for me?
Okay. I pick up this. First of all, I'm not a doctor.
Well,
I
recognize
doctor.
That. I know.
No, but I don't want to get in any, you know, trouble over that.
Right.
But what I do pick up, maybe it hasn't happened before, but because a lot of the weather has changed, and usually in Florida around this time of year, it's pretty humid. Am I correct?
Oh, it's so hot. Yeah.
That's where it's from. It's like prickly heat. It's like the humidity is bothering you. That's part of it. The other part of it is, could be an allergy, but I'm not a doctor.
No,
so
but I don't have any allergies. That's it.
Everybody has allergies, sweetheart.
No, I don't. Unless it's, I haven't been in my plants. Sometimes I'm in my garden and I can tell the bacteria on the trees. They say, I'm sick, don't come near me. I'm very tuned into the nature.
Okay.
Oh,
you know, cool. Up, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and find out.
I've tried this in the past and it was almond flour and I stopped eating that and it went away. You see what I mean? It's like crazy.
So that's an allergy.
Yeah, but right. Well, I'm kind of like a vegan, but now I'm eating eggs once in a while. And other than that, my diet's really clean. I don't eat in the restaurants. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Everything is really, but basically, nature. So this is so weird how
well,
it just comes on.
Cut out the eggs. Cut out the eggs for a little bit and see what happens.
No, I just started eating them for 2 weeks. That's it. And it was itchy before I started.
I got it. Well, all I can tell you is I'm not a doctor. I wished I could help you there, but I pick up it's the humidity. And the humidity is very, very, you can cut through the air with a knife. I know I've lived back east. And when that happens, I break out. You know, so I know. I'm aware of that. I don't think it's anything serious at all. But if you know somebody. It too shall pass. I know the old way of doing things is, and they still have it, is calamine lotion to put it on the itches.
I have no rash.
No rash.
There's no rash.
I didn't hear that. Where are you itching?
Oh, sometimes it's in my head. Sometimes it's on my arm. Sometimes it's the top of my toes. I mean, it moves.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Have you ever had a blood sugar test?
I'm going to get my blood work done on Wednesday again. Yeah.
Okay, please get an A1C blood sugar test for diabetes. Because
right.
What exactly is you're describing is a diabetic.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
But
maybe
I don't have any other symptoms.
Well, that's
I don't
enough
have a...
symptoms.
Okay.
That's enough.
But I eat
five
one apple a day. I eat one apple a day.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just check your A1C and check your glucose.
Okay.
That's the best thing I can tell you.
All right, sounds
great.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. And our next one is 860.
Hi, hello? Caller. You are on with Psychic Del Shear. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, Amala.
Oh, hi, Barbara. Hi, Dale.
Hi.
Hi.
And, hello.
And have you got?
Happy
have
Friday.
You watched, have you find the watch the YouTube and the Roku life laughter happiness? Have you watched that yet?
No, you know, I'm going to do it right now after I hang up. I'm going to
okay.
do that. Yeah, I'm so sorry. My goodness,
and please
I don't
subscribe.
Know
it costs nothing, but please subscribe. It doesn't cost anything, correct, Johnny?
Okay.
Johnny?
Sounds great as well.
What
it
did
doesn't
Johnny
cost
go?
Anything. I don't
okay.
know, but I know it doesn't cost anything. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to watch it if you have Roku. Already.
That's correct. And YouTube, it's nothing. It costs
right.
nothing. And I'm on it, and a lot of the people that Barbara and Barbara's on it, and a lot of the people that Barbara and Johnny have interviewed is on it. So it's
I have to go on them. Thank you for reminding me. I'm sorry. I'm going to go do that now. After
I'm well, not
I'm
now. Done. What's your question now?
Oh, okay. So this is kind of a general, but I was just wondering, I think for me in the next month, like, it's been really, you know, okay, just a little background. Long story short, it's like I got rid of the past, so I'm literally in the middle of the past and the future of stuff.
I'm confused. Barbara, translate.
Okay. She cleared up her past. She cleared up her past,
yeah.
and
yeah.
she sees a bright future, but she's feeling a little bit, or would you say, in limbo in between
yes.
the past and the future?
Thanks,
okay, in limbo.
Yes.
Man, do I know what you're talking about. I'm in the midst of doing the same thing. So, I totally understand that. You just like... I'm waiting for signs from the universe
yes.
to guide me to the next level of where
yes.
I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's what you need to do too. Don't just sit back, relax. You can use this time to read or screw up your computer or do all kinds of things. And you know, it's a time to let the universe come in and tell you, bring people to you of what you should be doing. And to say a little
yeah.
prayer and ask God or whoever you believe in spiritually to bring the right people, the right runners to you to guide you on what your next adventure should be.
Yes. I've been doing that for sure. Absolutely.
Look,
yes.
It's all you got to do. And you know what? It'll happen, I promise you.
What?
I promise. But you're wanting to know what specifically. I feel you're going to be doing spiritual readings. I feel you're going to be teaching. I feel you're going to be doing some sort of teaching and writing books and helping
yes.
people and doing that.
Yes. Well, that's already happening. I just am like, my social life is just, it's just so stagnant. And it's not because of COVID per se. It's not like I don't go out. I mean, in the sense, my going out is going to yoga. I love yoga. So I'm doing outdoors
mm-hmm.
yoga all the time. And
mm-hmm.
it's like socially distant. It's perfect. And I'm out in nature and it's good for me. And so I feel so lively. You can hear it in my voice. And I'm just like, come on, universe. What's going on?
Well, you didn't state it was about a man. I had no idea yes. you wrote books except for what came out of my mouth. You
oh,
know,
really?
And writing.
Oh.
And a,
yes.
How would I know that? You're only a voice on the phone. You know, so that's what I'm seeing, is you writing
yes.
and you helping people and you working through self-help books and all
yes.
that. It's all very positive. And as far as a man is concerned, I feel that you'll get a runner that will bring someone to you that is lovely and wonderful and good and will care about you a lot. So that's
yes.
what I feel.
Okay. You feel it coming soon?
psychic and time are not good, but I will say there's a J in his name, an
okay.
E in his name. He's kind of on the taller, thin side. Really
okay.
good person. And I don't feel you know him yet, but I feel you will meet him in connection with things. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for that.
And let us know what happens, all right?
I will. And I'm going on to light, laughter, happiness now. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now,
he wants
the next
it now.
One is area code 407. 407.
Oh. Hi, caller.
Hello.
How are you? What is your name? You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Barbara. This is Lori, and I'm calling from Florida. How's everyone tonight?
Hi. Great.
How's
been a while.
How's the coronavirus thing in Florida at the moment now?
Well, in the area that I'm in, it's fine. But from what my understanding is, it's all around me, but I'm just not privy to it. And I just pray for the best for everyone.
What area are you in?
Central Florida.
I have no idea where that is. Is that near Naples? Where is that?
Mickey Mouse. Orlando.
Orlando. I haven't been to that Disney World yet. Nor probably will I ever go. I just never have done that. Okay, Orlando. And it isn't that bad there? That's good. How can I help you?
Okay, so my husband has finally been entertaining, starting his own business, and we would be doing that relatively soon. It would be buying into a franchise, so it's already a company. We would just have a franchise. And
I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean? Elaborate.
I choose not to. He just wants to, it's just an established business.
Okay. But you're saying, is it singing? Or that's what I heard you say.
No, not singing. No. It's moving freight from one place to another
the
transportation
right.
industry.
And, I understand.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Would
he's
that
pretty
be considering
well-read.
Boats?
Go ahead.
Would that be boats or would that be trucks?
It could start off as trucks, but I'm not really sure. My husband's one of those intellectuals that doesn't tell you anything until everything's 100% set. I know the company name. I know what he wants to do. And I let him talk to me and unleash as he feels comfortable. I never press or push.
Okay. That's no problem. What do you want to know about it? I see him being extremely successful, making a lot of money, and he's doing all the right things to have that work.
That's what I wanted to know.
Pardon me?
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. You are a psychic because you read my mind. That's what I wanted to know. He has potential. We've owned businesses before, and we've worked, with the public, and we've done well together. And we lived overseas and came back and played it safe and took a regular job. And it's time to everybody's
move on.
Eyes open.
Time to move on.
Yeah.
It's time for him to have his own business, and it's time for you to enjoy that. And I see a lot of travel in connection with it. Eventually, as soon as this virus lets up, I'm going to see Europe and all kinds of things. It's going to be very, very lucrative. But meanwhile, it'll be throughout the United States, and there'll be a lot of phone calls that overseas, and there'll be a lot of money and stuff like that overseas and trading and investing. So it'll be good.
Oh, wonderful. Where do you see me fitting in that
scenario?
Well,
I'm not going to do a whole reading. You can work for him if you wanted to, but I don't want to do a whole reading. I've touched upon most of it.
Oh, no, I don't want to work for him. I don't want to work for him. I
want
to do my own thing.
If you want to, it's okay. You know, it's not a problem. I don't really see you doing anything right now, so I don't know. I don't know. I just see you being happy and healthy, and don't worry about it, okay?
Sounds good. I will do.
Okay, you have a good one.
Great.
Okay,
so
I need a break. So talk to me, Barbara.
Okay. Wow. So I recognize a couple callers, Amala and, of course, Lori. And so I love hearing the familiar voices.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted, Johnny, to give out the phone number for people to call.
The phone number is 516-531-9874.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And then also, if you want to take a glance at Life, Laughter, Happiness, Barbara's on it, I'm on it, and I'm excited about the station, the new station. Barbara, I didn't tell you this, or let me see what you felt about it. There is a lady, and I won't mention her name at the moment, but what she does, she has her own podcast, and she goes around Nevada and goes to ghost towns and all kind of weird places and does it on the podcast and has 100,000 viewers. So I'm working in the process of getting hold of her because I want Johnny to have that many himself and to just get her on the show to discuss how she does it to get the people on and what she does. But her show, and I will tell you after the show her name, but because I'm working on this. I mean, you know, it's not a done deal yet, but I'm working on it. I want to see Johnny be extremely successful, and she does a very good job of you know, going around Nevada or New York or Washington or Oregon and going to local places where people have never been. By herself, she'll do it, and with a van and just a little phone camera, and it's awesome. And she has 100,000 viewers, and it's growing. So I wanted, you know, to introduce her to Johnny.
Oh, that'll be good.
And you, of course.
Okay.
Don't you want 100? Don't you? I would like you to interview her, maybe. Wouldn't you want, if I can get a hold of her the way I want to, she's always traveling. There's just a lot of viewership out there. And it's, you know, I know you're approaching your year mark, but you want to get those figures up and running. And he has such a good show with Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's getting better every day, and I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, too. Thank you.
I'm excited. Wait, you tell me when you want to do the card thing. It's up to you. I'm open, you know, next week if you want.
Oh, I would love to. Okay.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
Tarot. Oh,
yes.
Guess what,
yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Dale, my daughter was so excited when I told her your idea that you were going to come on and give us a tarot card lesson. And she gets a little shy, but she wants to be sitting there as well because she has a deck of her own tarot cards. And there's an extra deck I could use. Do you want us to have our decks waiting while you teach us?
Yes, but it has to be the Rider-Waite deck. Rider-Waite. R-I-D-E-R. Waite.
Okay.
W-A-I-T-E. And she's, you know, tiny. They have small, medium, large. You can probably get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Usually I get it on
Amazon.
Okay,
what about checking the cards we already have? Will we be able to see if they are those kinds, Rider-Waite, by looking at the cards?
No, it'll say it on the box.
Okay. It's, well, we saw the box.
Rider-Waite deck. It's the only deck I use, only because it's simple and easy to read. A monkey could read it. I could teach a monkey, okay? It's so simple.
Okay. I'm
the
a
other
monkey,
card,
too.
No, the other
no,
cards
No, in the Chinese astrology, I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey. That's a good one. I forgot
yeah,
what I am.
They're
a
smart.
Boar. I don't know if I'm a boar or something else. But anyway, it's this. I got to set it up so that the camera can see what I'm doing.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you ahead of time to get your court card out. You have to call me during the week and let me know if you have access or can get the Rider-Waite deck. It has to be your own, and you have to mix them up real thoroughly. Like, put them on the ground and have her run them in circles and mix them up, and then put them into a deck, and then we can start from there.
Okay, well, I see her box now. Crow Tarot, created by MJ Cullinane. She says we have to have Rider-Waite tarot cards for our lesson. Certain
it's
kind.
The same type of cards. It's just
okay. Well, I
What'd
might
you
have to get my own. She says they're the same kind of cards, just different art. But her kinds are easy to read for our new lesson. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
but it wouldn't
I might
be
have
easy.
To,
it won't
those
be,
are hers.
It won't be. Those won't be easy for me to read because every deck of card is different, and I wrote a book on it, Tarot for the Beginner, How to Read It in 1 Hour or Less, and it goes hand in hand with the Rider-Waite. Just go on Amazon, you'll see.
Okay.
Rider.
Well, I got to make sure I get those before I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Rider-Waite, Wait. Well, I have to get them now,
no,
so I will have them ready.
Waite. It comes in a yellow or blue box.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll make sure I get those. Because you said everybody has to have their own set. Well, that's not my set. That's her set. So I need my own anyway.
Right. You would need your own Rider-Waite deck, and she would need her own Rider-Waite deck. But we're really only going to use one deck. So we'll use your daughter's. And you can shuffle your daughter's deck, or she can shuffle for you to do a reading on you. You can even read people that are not in the room. You can read people that are 3,000 miles away by using a court card that represents them and thinking of them, and their cards will appear. Don't ask me how it works. I don't know. All I know, it can be the spookiest thing in the whole world, but they work.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Cool?
I'm excited.
Okay, let's go back to the
car. Okay.
Right.
Okay, Johnny.
All right. Our next caller is area code 310.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Gail Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hi.
Great. What's your name?
My name is Mindy, and
Hi, Mindy.
Calling from Los Angeles. Hello.
It's really coming in strong. Usually we get New York. This is crazy.
Yeah, we do.
What part of LA are you from?
I would say the west side. The west side of Los Angeles.
Give me areas. That's all I know.
I'm by West Hollywood.
Yes, know that area. Okay, very well. Near Hollywood High School and all that stuff?
I grew up on the East Coast. I'm here for some years now, though.
No, I'm saying, are you living near Hollywood High?
No.
Okay,
no,
well,
no.
Never mind.
We're like Hollywood West High. Hollywood. So
that is
yeah.
I'm looking
it's a nice
east,
area.
But I'm trying to picture east in my mind.
I'm on the border.
I got to buy a compass. I'm not kidding. I mean, I've tried phones. I don't know north,
that's
south,
so
east, west from. I really need a compass. If anybody out there has an old compass and wants to send it in, I'll give you the address because I can't find my way out of a paper bag. Okay, I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
I have a business, and I am relaunching my business, and I would love to hear whatever I need to hear. I'm very open to the whole process.
Okay. Everybody's going, well, you know what? It's this virus has really caused people to rethink things and redo mm-hmm. businesses and that. What type of business is it, please?
It's manufacturing a baby product. And I started overseas,
cool.
and now I'm moving it this way to the States.
Wonderful. Little problems with moving it to the States is what I see, but
mm-hmm.
you will pick up new products at different prices, and you have a whole line of people that will be very interested in the product, and it will be very good. It will be very positive for you. Pardon me?
That's really terrific. I have a very nice group of people that I've activated these past, I would say, 6 months, and it's really been really terrific.
Well, you know, it's very well needed, baby clothes and baby stuff. So it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of the stores being closed, people are buying online. So it's a matter
yep.
of really getting a site together, promoting it, doing advertising, do whatever you need to do, word of mouth, do something. It'll be very positive.
Wonderful.
Well, and you will make money doing
it. Thank
you
very much.
All these new things that are coming out are real positive because people haven't, you know, this coronavirus is very weird, but the good part about it, and I'm saying the only good part about it, is it gives you enough time to think of what you want to do with the rest of your life and make changes. And that's very positive because normally you're working in the same thing, same
yes.
job, same this. And then all of a sudden you go, hey, what do I do now? You know, so
mm-hmm.
it gives you that time to really rethink, and that's what you've done, and you've done a good job of it.
Yes, yes, very true. Thank you.
Thank
you very much for your service.
And thank you
Have
for
a wonderful
calling,
weekend.
Darling. I
thank
will. Thank
you.
You.
Take care now.
You
Bye.
Too. Thank you.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember.
Next, we have 856.
That was very positive. What?
Very
whoa,
positive. Very positive business
okay.
starter.
All right, what did you say, Johnny?
856 is next.
Eight, like an eight, the number eight.
856. You are on live with Psychic Gail Shear. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great.
What's your name?
What's
are you
your
from?
Name? Al Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Hey, how's it?
How are you?
What part of Jersey are you from?
10 minutes away from Philadelphia, near the Marlton area.
Marlton? I have a lot of relatives that live there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place. It's wonderful. Except
yeah.
when it's not raining, snowing, or having a hurricane. It's fabulous. You know?
True.
No, I love Jersey. I mean, I'm a Jersey girl. I grew up there, and I love every bit of it. And if I could spend the rest of my days living there, I really would because it's a wonderful place, except in the summer.
Hey, not too bad.
What's your name?
I'm working with a guy. I brought me back for another job that reopened. Or another job that he asked for me. I don't know which way I'm going, so down to AC.
Okay, run that back for me. The guy
I'm working with a guy. With a
oh,
with one guy.
Let's
for,
go slow. You're
okay.
going slow. You're living with a guy.
No. I'm working with a guy for a job. Two jobs.
What does that mean? You're working for him?
No. He's trying to help me find a job.
Okay, that would have been a simpler thing to say Jersey-wise. Hey, get to the point, girl. It's real simple. He's trying to help me find work. I got it. He will do the best he can. He will do whatever he can do to help you find a job. It's all going to be positive. I see you doing something with sales. I see you doing something with marketing, doing something of that sort. He really believes in you. He believes in all that you can do. You're very productive, and he's really nice, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I'm so, Barbara, when I get back East people, I love it. You know, I just love it because my back East comes out. I mean, I don't let it come out unless I'm around back East people, but, he's good. He's good, sweetie. And it's good for you. And Morrison is a great place. I love it. Do you still got the diners there?
No, they moved out somewhere in Marlton. They're not in the same spot.
So are they like Secaucus or where are they?
I have no idea where in Marlton, but they moved out of where on 73, so I'm not sure where they moved to. I don't even know.
Don't you miss that? Don't you miss the diner?
Yeah, we have like a huge, what do you call it? A huge overpass. He made like a huge overpass, whatever you call it. So it's like a, instead of a circle, it's like a huge, huge like barriers and stuff like around there. So I don't even go to the August Diner anymore.
It's been a while. Okay, so watch your health a little bit. I see a little bit of a cold coming on or allergies. Nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you're okay, so not to worry.
Cool.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Pardon me?
Appreciate it. Cool.
Okay. You have a good one, girl. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Barbie. What?
I recognize that caller, too.
Why you recognize? Why are all people calling me?
I do. And I remember them, and they have about the same question. It's moved on a little bit, but I remembered Rosa Maria.
Well, that's
and
good.
The one before.
I wish we'd get some new ones in here. And Johnny, you think about the number to let them in?
Yes, the number.
Johnny,
is
do you actually talk to them?
531-9874.
Okay, that is the number to call. That is the number to call everybody to get on the list to talk to Dale. Okay? So,
Okay.
I interrupted Johnny. I didn't mean to interrupt while he was saying the number.
That's okay. All right.
Okay.
What do we got here?
You have the next number?
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, you do. It's area code 479.
Hi, caller.
Oh, hello.
How are you today?
Hi.
You're live with Psychic Gail Shear.
My name's Marcella, and I live in Arkansas.
Uh-huh. Arkansas. Wow, that's a new one for us. Beautiful area. I've been there. Lovely.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, good. Okay. I am so glad.
Good.
So you get a first-time reading. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Marcella.
Before all this coronavirus, what were you doing in and out of a car, driving here, driving there, before the coronavirus?
Probably visiting my ex-husband.
Okay, tell
me. Are you
about
talking about
that,
like career-wise, or?
No, it doesn't matter. I just saw you in and out of a car. What were you doing with your ex-husband?
Well, we were. I was listening to like tarot card readings, and I guess I was trying to rekindle like a twin flame or a soulmate, maybe rekindling the relationship. And then I spent the last 35 days with him. And it just seemed like it wasn't going anywhere. So I left. And I got back with my other ex-boyfriend. His name is Mark, and I'm currently with him right now. And
you
so
sound like
kind of like a twin flame and soulmates.
Whoa. Okay. All right. You're not through with your ex. I will say that much.
Right. Is he my soulmate?
In a sense. I mean, we have many soulmates, okay? So is he one of them? Yes. You just had stuff you had to finish up with him. You had stuff that from the past that you didn't resolve and you thought it would be better. But you see, in tarot cards, you have to understand something. You can put a person out there, but that doesn't mean that will be the person that you spend the rest of your life with. Okay.
Right.
And I think you might have
taken it. Is that a karmic relationship?
Yeah. I think you needed to just go over a lot of stuff that you needed to finish up, you know, karmically. And it didn't work then, but you're still not over it. I mean, there's still more to come.
Oh, my.
You know, I'm sorry to say that, but there is more to come. Okay.
Well, that's why I was calling in, is that I'm like in a hermit mode right now. I'm like going into myself and just kind of like thinking inside my head, and I'm not really sure. The guy that I'm with, he's a Libra, and my ex-husband's a Gemini. I'm not, and
no,
so
God,
if you look at the tarot or whatever.
Yes. Well, I'm not reading the tarot at the moment.
That's why I was calling.
Yeah, but that's what we got to do with, oh, God, Johnny. We have, when we do it with Barbara and her daughter, we have to let everybody look in so that they can understand how to do it for themselves. That's my whole point, is to teach you to do it for yourself. I feel that you just have to spend more time with both of them till you figure out what's best for you. And then, and forget the tarot cards at this point. Just enjoy both of them
right.
for now.
Right. I feel like they're, like I always pick the wrong guy. My ex was, I was married for 25 years. We've got 3 grown children. And also, you know, career. Because of the coronavirus, I'm not working. And so I don't want to, like, feel like I'm being a player, like going to him and then going to, you know, from Charlie to Mark, Charlie to Mark. And I just, I don't want to be like
you.
A player.
No,
and
not
so I just want to be
it's
confident in my decision.
All right.
Okay.
First of all, you get that out of your head. It's not a player. This is a karmic thing you got to finish up. This is a karmic thing you got to decide. You didn't finish it up with your first husband. You still have a lot of love for him and caring, and you care about him and what he does. It may not be the type of man you want, but he's there, and you have to finish it up. And the second guy is, like, out in left field. He's, like, new, exciting, fun, but not the right one for you at this point.
Well, I actually, the guy that I'm with right now, I've been with for 9 years, off and on. And so we've been in a relationship off and on for 9 years. He kicked me out. We broke up for 35 days. And so my ex-husband said, well, just move back in with me on friends basis, but no time. There was nothing going on. It was like moving in with my brother, I swear. And so
it
was like,
I know what you're talking about. You're giving me my own answers. This is great. Love it.
Sorry.
It may be that it's neither one, but I think you have to find that out, and it's going to take time. And you have other men, because you're very pretty. You're very attractive. You're sensual. You can get other men as well. So this is not the only two in the world. There'll be others that will be coming in.
I'm actually scared of men, so I don't, like, pursue or go out because the world is, like, a scary place. So I don't really, like, pursue or look. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you've ever had two, sweetheart.
Huh?
They've come to you. You don't have to.
Oh, okay. And is there any way that I can get, like, a personal reading with you? Like, because I had a career question also, because I need to find a career or a job.
All right. If you have a pencil and paper, you mark down my phone number. It's 808-372-1111. 1816.
Okay. And are you on the West Coast?
Yeah, I am on the West Coast.
Okay, because I'm on Central Time. I'm in the middle of the map.
Well, what time are you right now? What time are you?
Exactly, specifically 8 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock here, so we're 2 hours difference. Like, if you call me within the hour, I'm fine. It's okay.
All right. So that's what I wanted to get a reading on my next step with probably doing readings or working with tarot or angelic cards or something.
Barbara and I are going to do a show on it as soon as she gets the right cards, and you can watch it on Roku or YouTube under Life, Laughter, Happiness. And I teach it. I taught it. That's how I started. I don't do it much now, but I love teaching it. And I like playing with the cards on my own. So, a lot of fun, okay?
Okay, I
thank you for calling.
Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. See, Barbara, there's an interest here.
There really is. Oh, yeah.
There really is. That's a third person that asked about the tarot. And please get the right deck. Rider, weight. Get it to fit your hand. They have small, medium, and large, and get it from Amazon.com. Or, it's better to go there because they have a large selection of them.
Okay, I will. And I wrote that down. And also, I went back onto News on Roku.
Oh, yeah.
And
It's
still, like, this My city isn't on there, Dale.
Okay, wait, hold on. What do you have? Is it blue and white? News on.
Yes.
Okay. Did you go into it?
I'm in.
You gotta open and go to the right. It'll say stations. Am I correct?
Okay. Yes.
Hit stations.
Okay.
And then scroll down.
And then, am I supposed to do California? Because the only three cities in California it offers is Bakersfield. Well, Bakersfield, and Fresno, and that's far away from me.
Okay, it doesn't have that one, but if you scroll down, you'll see Hawaii, you'll see New York, you'll see it all. Okay?
Okay.
But
so this isn't for my own. It's to check yours out or other people in the country.
Okay, how you would check out mine would be to go into Reno.
Okay,
Or go into Nevada.
Oh, no, I understand. I understand how to check out other people's. I'm just saying I can't check out my own because LA
here's
is not
how
on
you
here
would do
and
it.
Neither is Huntington Beach.
Here's how you do it. You go to YouTube and you put up your city and put up weather and all that stuff, and that's how you can check it out there.
Well, that's
now,
fine. I just wanted to check it out your way, the way that you said you love. Oh. So that's what I was trying
to
do.
Let me turn on my Roku, and I'll tell you in a second. 1 second.
I'll look at your city. I can look at your city. I could look at other people's city, but I cannot look at my city. It's not offering my city.
Okay,
I
but you're in Huntington
check
Beach.
Check out Las
it
Vegas.
It'll only have California.
It doesn't even have L.A., though. It doesn't even have L.A., which is a huge city. It has Monterey.
What's the first
Fresno.
Three things that come up? What's the first? Because on mine, I have Fox. I have Reno. When I first come up on, when I first open it, it'll have Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And if I scroll to the right, I'll have Fox, Reno, Sacramento. Okay? So then I go down into California, and that's where I'm at right now. And you're right, Bakersfield, Fresno, Monterey. Sacramento, San Diego, San Luis Obispo. Unfortunately, none of the news is live in Los Angeles. But how I would do it is go to YouTube and put up KTLA. That's the news for Los Angeles.
Okay, so I'm not going to be doing it on News On then, but I can check out yours on News On and other people's on News On.
Yeah,
maybe I don't have my settings on correctly though. Maybe I need
to do
settings.
You do it. You do. It just doesn't have Los Angeles. I don't know why. doesn't, because it has it in California, but it doesn't have it. And I've had the same problem. And what I do is go to YouTube and I'll put up KTLA or I'll put up a news station in Los Angeles and I get it that way.
Yeah, or I just turn on the TV and it's there for me because I live here.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Or when you first
I didn't want to use it anyway. I didn't want to look at it for me anyway. But you were saying this is a good way on Roku to check around the United States in different cities or regions. So that's cool.
Actually, look,
so everybody
look at
try
Hawaii.
To do that.
Look at Hawaii. That's a fun one to do. Honolulu.
Okay.
That'll tell you everything that's going on in Hawaii. You know, that
cool.
type of thing, or wherever you want to go. No, I don't know why it doesn't have Los Angeles, but it doesn't. But YouTube does.
Okay. So cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Do you want to
are we done?
Maybe,
huh?
Well, I think, do you want to take one more caller?
Sure.
Okay. This will be the last caller. It's area code 27.
Hi, caller. You are on live with Psychic Gail Scheer. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hi, Donna from Philly. Yes.
Hi. I wanted to ask you, okay, I had called before a while ago. I've been with this person off and on for 10 years. His name's Ergen. And I was wondering, do you see him still having feelings for me and wanting to be with me, but is there someone else involved that's stopping him?
Okay, I want you to listen, and I want you to listen up good, okay? If he wanted to be with you, no matter what, he would be. There's an old saying from Michael Bolton. When a man loves a woman, he will do anything. He will sleep out in the cold. He will sleep under her door in the rain. So if he wanted to be with you, 120%, he'd be there.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So obviously,
right.
There's no, I haven't made up my mind. It's either you do or you don't. You know, it's something you know deep down inside and in the heart of you. All
right.
Right?
Okay. Now, this was going on for a while, so I'm basically over him. I think I'm ready to like push on, but there's a guy that I grew up with. His name is Greg. That is trying to really pursue me. What do you see about him?
To go out with him. You can't just stay with the one guy for 10 years. It's ridiculous. You got to move on. You know, you see him, you see him. If you don't, you don't. Don't worry about it. This new guy
right.
that is coming into the picture seems to really want to be with you. But all I'm going to say is give him a chance, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
And take a look at our show on Life, Laughter, Happiness under Dale Scheer. Please take a look at what I look like, what I do, and all about it, please, okay?
All right. Okay.
Great.
All right, thank you.
Oh, wow. That was very upbeat and a lot of great positive people calling in today, and that was nice to hear.
Yes, it was. So
Good job.
I'm excited. Did you, Johnny, talk to her about Tuesday at all?
About Tuesday. Barbara, yeah, I told her that we were doing an anniversary show. And I think I should probably go ahead and say this, being that, you know, you're about to do the shout-out. Next week on Tuesday, I'm going to be doing kind of an anniversary show. Me and Barbara are just going to be talking, nothing major. But I'm going to try to get some people to call in. And on Friday of next week, it's going to be Barbara's birthday. And I'm going to get some people to call in to talk to me and Barbara. And it's going to be really great. So Barb is going to have something special for her on her birthday. And
thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, but don't forget, yeah. I'm going to be in this too, Johnny.
Thank you.
Hello,
I'm
Johnny.
Excited for my birthday show that Dale is going to be on.
Last year it was her birthday, and I'll never forget this. There was the video of her out in, I think, a restaurant somewhere. And I think this guy was asking her to say something. She was sitting in front of a birthday cake, and she closed her eyes, you know, and she got away with it. Alicia Keys, she leaned her head because she goes, "I haven't even missed yet." And every time I think of that video, I just think it's like the poise that she did that. It was just wonderful, you know. It's like, you know,
uh-huh.
I found that,
Johnny. I found that clip for you. I'm going to send that to you. He loved it because, yeah, I was ready. I was took my deep breath in, ready to blow out my candles, and this guy goes, "Hey, tell us who you are," with his, like, phone in my face. I'm like, I haven't made my wish yet. Johnny loved that for some reason. It's so funny.
Well, I think the way you said it was kind of
Johnny?
It was very poised, very swanish, it's very graceful, you know.
Johnny, is this going up on air Tuesday? Are we going to see it on Roku?
I think we're going to be just – no, yeah, it's just going to be two – Tuesdays and Fridays are just going to be regular radio, I think.
I'm going to probably be getting ready for whatever I'm doing. Like last year, I get ready while I'm doing the podcast all of my wonderful attention from you guys. I will be getting my makeup on probably at the same time. And we're just going to do it for an hour, because last year it was 2 hours, and I was late for my own party.
Okay, but don't forget, I'm part of this too, you guys.
Oh, we're not going to do that. Oh,
Johnny,
I know what I want. One more thing for my birthday that Johnny can do. He already got me a wonderful sign, on-air sign that lights up.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
And I wanted one ever since I saw his. So thank you, Johnny. And he thought it was going to be late, and I've already got it a few days ago. I would like to have you count my shows. I would like a show count. I want to know how many shows I've done to the date of my birthday, please, for my birthday. Thank you.
All right.
Because I know it's a lot
of
work to count those. Yeah.
Barbara, what am I going to get you? I'm all the way over here in the middle of nowhere. I got to do something for your birthday. I can give you a reading.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Actually do a tarot card reading for me?
Yes, I
without,
can.
Without, like, no lesson? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
I will do it.
Because I was going to ask for astrology, but you're doing tarot. You're an expert on tarot, so let's do that.
Okay, I'm going to do a tarot reading on you. And I want to save the one for your daughter for when we do the actual, you know, video. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
Yes,
that is so much fun for me to do that, and I'll be honored. Okay?
Okay, let's start the show off with that, Johnny. That'll be fun. Okay.
All right. Okay, well.
Thanks, Dale.
Do you want to do the shout-outs?
Yes. I just wanted everybody to know, since we did shout-out so many times about the Roku channel, that's great. And so please do go check out our Roku channel under the category of education, life, laughter, happiness, learn. And we are going to post on our Facebook page, Life, Laughter, Happiness, when we are going to be doing the tarot card reading with Dale, the lesson. I'm really excited about that. So always check on our Facebook for updates on things like that. Right, Johnny? We'll have the link there for you ahead of time. Yes, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
You know what's special on the tarot? You can do it more than once, ask different questions any time of the day, any week, every month, and it always changes.
Oh, I love it. Priscilla's done some readings on me, and she did a reading on, that's my daughter, everybody. She did a reading on my girlfriend, and she gets these readings all the time. She's like, she was really good. So I can't wait for her to learn more about doing it properly.
I can't wait to teach her, okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
Right.
I don't know how much time we'll have, Johnny. how much time do we have on the tarot? It usually takes about an hour.
You mean for the Roku channel, for the Roku? I mean,
uh-huh,
as long
yeah.
as you, as long as you need it. If you do it on
what?
Roku.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I see.
I'm talking about two different things.
Okay.
The tarot
for
your, you know, to teach. Can we do about 30, 40 minutes to do the tarot so I can teach it?
Yeah, we're glad
good,
that it
yeah.
takes an hour because we have an hour show and we want it to be filled with just that. So that's perfect.
Okay, good. All right, because my book is called Tarot for the Beginner, How to Read the Cards in 1 Hour or Less.
Are you talking about the video or are you talking about the show?
Yes.
Which are you talking about?
The Roku TV channel where she's going to be teaching the tarot reading. Aired.
That's going to
take an hour.
Like.
That's going to be on Roku.
That can be as long as you like. That can be 2 hours. That can be 3 hours.
It can. It can because I can do a reading on. I could do a reading on Johnny. I could do a reading. What is your daughter's name?
Priscilla.
Pardon me.
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Okay, and I can teach Priscilla how to do cards, and I can do a reading on her, and I can do a reading on you. So however long it takes, okay?
Okay, right. Sounds great.
All right,
thank
and
you guys.
Don't forget, get the cards
night,
so
everybody.
We can start.
I'm
good night.
Getting them right now. Okay, thank
okay,
you, guys.
Aloha.
Good night.
Have a great,
okay,
aloha. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you, callers.
Good night.
Good night.